Okay, I want to thank the audience for staying here, asking thoughtful questions. It was very stimulating. It's outstanding. I now invite President Paul Fixon to the podium to wrap things up. Paul.
Are we all staying here?
You staying here?
Okay.
Well, my first duty here, and I'll keep this very short. I had a nice long speech all written out, but I'm going to forego that, all right? Because it's much more important to hear your questions and to hear this world-class panel of data leaders and thinkers to respond to those questions. And I thank you all so much for a marvelous job here. Let's thank them again as a group. I've got just a couple additional points to make. First, I guess, is that the project that Sylvie was just referring to that has a data buddy built into it, that's one way of moving us forward. And part of that is actually a fertilizer industry-funded project that required right up front to get funded, you had to be willing to submit your data to an open access data repository that was acceptable for that repository. That's one way of moving this forward. But the main point and the main challenge to everyone left in this room is, in fact, to address the elephant that is not in this room. We have over 7,000 members of four societies present here at this convention center today, and do the math. You know, our challenge is to move these issues that are so critical to creating a future that is evidence-based, science-driven, and not driven by misperceptions and illusions and things that just aren't going to get us to where we need to be in the future. But in order for that to happen, this cannot be a set of topics that are taught where we talk about them to ourselves. We have to figure out a way to move these critical topics of the really guts of science, the data. I mean, that's sort of where it all begins. How do we move that from a back burner somewhere on the stove into the front burner where it becomes a priority and these changes actually get done that are so desperately needed to make this whole process more efficient and to serve the citizens of this world better, whether it's medicine, human health, or whether it has to do with agriculture and the diverse set, and not just agriculture, but all the natural resource topics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We have a real challenge here, and if you have a passion on doing this and moving this forward, on Saturday, ACCESS, which is an organizational body that deals with all three of our societies. I know we have entomologists here. They weren't in that process, but from what I understand, there's a lot of interest from them as well. This board, this committee now has a broadened charge to deal with these data issues and to help define what the role of these professional scientific societies should be in moving this issue from a back burner to a front burner. So if you have some passion there, talk to me, talk to Jeff or Sylvie or any of your society officers and let us know that you're willing to spend some time on this so that we can move this forward. With that, we have a couple of handouts in the back of the room that list the additional data-related topics and issues. We've got symposia, we've got a number of sessions. We had workshops yesterday. You can do nothing but data this week if you choose. And so look at that list. And if you have some passion about how to move this forward, please let some of us know. We've got problems to fix. Thank you. We're done.